Justice Kennedy told the House Appropriations Committee this week that solitary confinement literally drives men mad, and he encouraged lawmakers to look to Europe for a better approach to disciplining inmates.
The Europeans have systems for difficult recalcitrant prisoners in which they have them in a group of three or four, and they can stay together for three or four, and they have a human contact. And it seems to work. It seems to work much better.
Derek Parnell of Milwaukee spent a year in solitary in the 1990s while serving a 20-year sentence for burglary.
Segregation robs you mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally, in that order.
During an interview last week, Parnell glanced at the life-size segregation cell sitting in the lobby at the Marquette University Library as he described what landed him in a real one. He was 4 years into his 20-year sentence when he got in a fight with his cellmate.
I knew he had a condition of a kidney, but somehow he took a blow to his kidneys. By the grace of God, he lived, so I was given 365 days sentence in segregation. I had to serve the whole 365 days.
Parnell was a drug addict and suffered severe insomnia during his time in solitary. He says he was given medication to help him sleep.
That was like a handicap, because I'm a recovering addict. In actuality, I just needed somebody to talk to. That probably would have been better medicine than just the medication itself, the pills.
Those are the sounds of inmates banging on the walls of segregation cells at a prison in Maine. It was recorded for a PBS Frontline TV documentary, Locked Up in America. Visitors to the replica cells the Wisdom Group has set up in locations across the state are given headphones that play this soundtrack in a loop. They're encouraged to sit in the cell for 45 minutes, listening. Wisdom Director David Liner says some who've tried it haven't been able to stand it for more than 5 minutes.
It's narrower than they were expecting, and actually the sound, they just find just really disturbing.
Many inmates in Wisconsin are sentenced to as long as a year in solitary. Liners says Wisdom wants that cut to no more than 15 days at a time.
Solitary confinement should be reserved for very extraordinary circumstances, and then only as long as is absolutely needed for safety reasons. That's the ultimate goal.
The most recent figures indicate there are more than 1,000 Wisconsin inmates serving disciplinary time in what prison officials call restrictive housing. An email from the Department of Corrections says changes have been made recently that allow inmates in segregation more time out of their cells and more access to psychological and medical services. But so far, there's been no change in the length of time inmates can be held in solitary. Reverend Jerry Hancock of Madison has been leading Wisdom's campaign to end solitary confinement. He says Justice Kennedy's comments this week give him hope.
I think Justice Kennedy's remarks are a bright, shining light on the torture of solitary confinement, and it speaks directly to what's going on in Wisconsin.
Prison reform advocates plan a lobbying day at the state capitol in late April to continue to press their call for change. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.